This is Tim Hamrich with your Marketline report for Friday, December 6th. This time of year, the U.S. corn crop is normally all harvested and put away in the bins. But according to the USDA, over a billion bushels of corn still remain in the field. In some Midwest states, it will be next spring before they can get to it. Here's Arlen Sutterman, the chief commodities economist for INTL FC Stone in Kansas City.
This year's crop was planted so late in many areas of the Midwest, and then we had a lot of cloud cover, frankly, in the western Midwest in August and then in September that really slowed down the maturation process of the crop. And then in early October, a big freeze came in, and that always just kind of stops the corn in its tracks. It doesn't dry well after that. So a lot of farmers got caught with corn trying to dry in the field. Propane was short at many locations, making it difficult to dry. They didn't want to pay high drying costs where they did have propane trying to dry in the field. Now all of a sudden they're caught with, as of Sunday, 1.4 billion bushels of corn still in the field on December 1st.
The biggest concerns are field loss due to winds this winter, poor quality, and low test weights. Some farmers are seeing prices as low as $2.25 per bushel after discounts and drying charges. Sutterman does not think these issues are priced into current futures markets, as the USDA counts field storage as part of all on-farm storage. This has been your midweek Marketline Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.